Who wants to see a cute picture? Well, you don't seem too sure about that. Who would like to see a cute picture? Here you are. No, could I have my PowerPoint up, please? Isn't that a cute picture? What a cutie. Now, this morning we are celebrating together with Ben and Jen and Erin and Lara as they bring Caleb to be dedicated. Really exciting. Now, being a parent is a tremendous privilege. And at times, it will take you to places of unimagined joy, and you wouldn't swap it for the world. Sometimes it will stretch you and challenge you in ways you wouldn't have thought possible, and you'd be like, swap, make me an offer. It's a roller coaster ride. It can take you from the highest of high places to the lowest of lows, and every stage in between. Parenting is full on and fantastic. Frustrating and flipping hard work. It's fun and I've run out of other kind of appropriate words beginning with F. Ben and Jen. Where are Ben and Jen? There they are. Of course, Caleb is your third child, so you've got it cracked by now, right? Yeah, absolutely. But that's the thing with parenting, is that we never get it cracked. There was once a couple who said, when we got married, we had three theories about raising children, and now we have three children and no theories. And we kind of pick up some wisdom and experience and help as we go along, but the minute we think we've got it cracked, we really are kidding ourselves. So Ben and Jen, here's a few little bits of wisdom that I picked up on the internet this week. Here's one for you, Jen. Phrase to remember. Dear children, if you don't want your nap, can I have it, please? Here's one for you, Ben. I thought this is a genius bit of advice here. And here's the last one. Pick two out of three and be happy with those. My favourite bit of parenting advice ever, and I know I've said it before, but I think it bears repeating, is this. When my kids become wild and unruly, I use a nice, safe playpen, and when they're finished, I climb back out again. You know, the most amazing truth in the whole thing of parenting, with all the ups and downs and the challenges and joys, is God's promise to be present with us in all of it, every moment of every day, to be our very, very real source of wisdom and strength and peace. And as Ben and Jen bring Caleb for dedication, they are asking God to be especially present and active and involved, not just in his life, but in theirs too, as they parent him. Why? Because they love and honour God. They want to put him first. They want to put him at the very centre of every part of their lives. We are running a Sunday morning series this term, talking about follow me. We've lost that slide. We'll come to it in a minute. And looking at what it means to follow Jesus in every area of our lives. And we want to follow Jesus in the way we raise our families too. Now, I need some help now from some young people, children, so I'll be asking for some help in just a minute, because I want to think just for a few minutes about what dedication is actually all about. So, I wonder, has anyone had a birthday recently? Anyone had a birthday recently? Who wants to volunteer? Anyone had a birthday recently in the last month or fortnight or week or few days? In the last year, anyone had a birthday recently? Oh dear, this could be a long morning. Come on, kids, anyone recently? You don't have to do anything nasty, I promise. It's really easy. Angie, be naughty. Come on. Okay, I'll throw it open to adults then. Anyone had a birthday recently? Oh, yes, Esther. That'll do. That'll do. I'm desperate. Okay, so you've got a birthday coming up soon in how long? In December. In December, okay. And you're going to be 15, 16? 10, okay. Now, have you thought about your birthday list yet? You've got a few things, I bet you have. It's usually 3 or 4 months with our kids before birthday is when the Argos catalogue comes out and start thinking about it. So do you like getting presents? You do. Excellent. That's good. I wonder, could you just grab that first envelope for me, please? And just have a look at what's inside and get it out for me, please. You don't have to open it. It's kind of open one end. That's it. Made it as simple as possible. Okay, could you please tell us what is on the front of that? What is it?
Thank you.
It's a...
Thank you.
Yeah, it's a thank you card, isn't it? Do you like writing thank you cards?
No, not really.
We love getting the presents. Not always so good at writing the thank you cards. Not quite so much fun, but it's very important. Dedication is a way of us saying, for Ben and Jen to say, thank you, God, for this wonderful gift of this young life. This is what the Bible says. Actually, could you read us the verse you've got in there, please?
Children are a gift from God. They are a real blessing. Psalms 127.
That's wonderful. Thank you, Esther. Thanks for helping. You can sit down now. Thank you. Children are a gift from the Lord. They are a real blessing. James 1 in the New Testament says, every good gift and every perfect present comes from God. There is nothing like the gift of a little child. So dedication is an opportunity for Ben and Jen to come publicly and to say thank you to God for the precious gift of Caleb. So what else? What else is dedication? Actually, before I get onto that, children, I just need to tell you at this point that you need to know that as parents and as a big church family, we are very, very thankful to God for you. Just feel we need to say that. We love you. We love you, each one of you, and we are so thankful to God for giving him, for giving you to us. And parents, we need to do that. Need to regularly thank God for our children. Church family, we just need to regularly be thanking God for our children and our young people. So, dedication is about saying thank you to God. Okay, I need some more help. My heart is filled with trepidation now, given the response to my first one. Okay, so let me throw this out. Any children here love reading? Fantastic. First two hands that came up. So, yeah, if you can come up. Actually, you can all three come up. Come up all three. Okay, so can you each tell me, and think about this for a moment, what is your favourite book? Okay, just think about that for a second, and I'm going to ask each of you, so if you can turn round. Okay, so what's your favourite book?
Harry Potter books.
You like Harry Potter books? What's your favourite book?
Animal books.
Secret
Seven books.
Secret Seven books. Okay, there's one or two people who like those. Okay, and what is it that you like about those books? Characters, good characters, good plot.
Because sometimes in animal books they show information and I like to learn about them.
Fantastic. So really interesting. And what do you like about
it? Adventure books and the adventures.
Wonderful. Fantastic. Thank you very much. Don't move. Don't move, don't move. So you love reading. I wonder if one of you could just open that second envelope and just take out what's in it. That's it. It's just open there at the end. Okay. Okay. And if you could hand that on. Okay. Perhaps you could. Thank you very much. Like, okay. So what's this?
My library card.
It's a library card. Okay. We have a little chant in our family that comes from a one on children's program that says, having fun isn't hard. Does anyone know it? When you've got a library card. Fantastic. So it's a library card. So what does a library card have to do with dedication. I wonder if whether you could together just read that for me. Do you think anyone would like to have a stab at reading that? Yeah, go on, all together. Let's see if we can do it together.
Like an open book, all the stages of my life were spread out before you. The days of my life all prepared before I'd even lived one day. Psalm 137.
Thank you very much for your help, gentlemen. You can go and sit down. So in what way is dedication got to do with a library card? Well, when you get a book from the library, you enjoy it, you take care of it for a while, you read it, but it's on loan. It doesn't actually belong to you, does it? And you have to take it back. And if you don't take it back, you get a big fine. Not that we know anything about that. A dedication is saying that our children, yes, they're an amazing gift from God, and we have the privilege of loving them and caring for them, but ultimately, they are still His. They're still yours, God. Our children are yours, God. Psalm 139, another psalm, says this: "You shaped me first inside, then out. You formed me in my mother's womb. I thank you, God, body and soul. I'm marvelously made. Like an open book, you watched me grow from conception to birth, and all the stages of my life were spread out before you. The days of my life all prepared before I'd even lived one day." You know, children, what you need to understand is that God has a perfect plan for you. And the perfect plan that He's got for your lives is not necessarily the same plan that He's got for your parents' life or your friend's life, but it's a plan for you. And it's the very best. And if you give your life to following Jesus, He will lead you on this brilliant, perfect, tailor-made, specially made for you plan for your life, one step at a time. Why? Because we belong to Him. Parents, we need to get hold of in our hearts that we can trust God for our children because they are His. Following Jesus, which is what we've been looking at and are looking at this term, means that we put Him first in everything. And that means even above family. Now, that doesn't mean that we don't need to love and care for and provide for our families to the very best of our ability as God helps us. But what it does mean is that when we trust Him, that putting Him first means that our kids and our spouses and our families will never lose out in God's plans. Even if being obedient to Him might sometimes seem counterintuitive where our families are concerned. Jesus said, if you seek my kingdom first, if you follow me, everything else that you tend to worry about will be taken care of. Parents, we tend to worry about our kids. We want things to be just right for our kids. Jesus said, follow me and I will watch over you. I will take care of things. Put me first, even when it might seem like the world might say, that doesn't make sense. You're foolish doing that for your kids. Maybe at some point God will say, it's time for you to move. And you'll say, well, yeah, but it's not a good time for our kids. They're just settled in school and family, friends, nice friends. When God says something, we can trust Him that He will take care of things and no one will lose out. We won't lose out, our kids won't lose out, because His plans are always the very best. Dedication is a chance for Ben and Jen to say to God, we don't know all the plans that you have for Caleb. How you're going to lead him, where you're going to take him, how you're going to shape his life, but we believe, God, that your plans are good. And we want to help Caleb understand that too. It's about saying our children are yours, God, and we trust you for them, even when your ways might not be the ways that we'd imagined for our kids or dreamed for our kids. or they may not always make sense to us. There's one more thing that I'd like to say about dedication, and I need a final helper or two to help me with this. So, Mr. Cooper, at the back. No, you don't want to come. Okay. Anyone else? Come on, I need one more. One more. And if you've come before, that's okay. I'm happy to have someone come up again for a second time. Amy Lee! No, okay. Yes, thank you, Eli. Oh, round of applause. This man has pulled double shift. Okay. Now, I should have said, what I really need is someone who's good at following instructions. Are you good at following instructions? Yeah, I can see Tim and Lisa's eyebrows just raising slightly there. Okay. Okay, I would like you, please, to step off the stage to your right. That's it. And then walk towards those doors over there. And as you go past, I want you to shake hands with everyone on the end of the row, please. On the end of the row, just each row that you go past, just shake hands with them. Thank you. Fantastic. Okay. Now, I would like you to go to that table where all the teas and coffees are. And I'd like you to look, see if there are any biscuits there. Are there any biscuits there? No? Okay, I won't go there later then. Okay, thank you very much. And I would like you to keep walking towards the PA desk at the back there. Okay. And as you're walking in that direction, I want you to be looking for the third envelope. It's got a nice bright front on it. Keep moving forward. Getting colder. Colder. That way a bit. They're brilliant envelopes, but not the ones I was hoping you'd find. So perhaps you could just pop those back. Okay, towards the back a little bit. That's it. You're really, really close. Really, really boiling. You're boiling. Behind you. Behind you. Up a bit. Up a bit. Hiding. Can you see a big envelope? Yes, fantastic. Thank you very much. Can you bring it back this way? See, you are good at following instructions and directions. That's wonderful. Okay, and could you please open that up? Remember, it's there's an open end. And tell us what is on the front of that. Oh, sorry, I should have given you the microphone there.
A Narnia map.
It's a map. Fantastic. Okay, very, very good. When we're going somewhere, wanting to get somewhere, often there are lots of different ways that we can go. And a map helps us find the best way to get there. Just stay there for a sec. Thank you. As parents, there are lots and lots of voices and people and books offering to give us advice about how to raise our kids, telling us how we can best get there. Dedication is saying, yes, there's lots of wisdom out there we can receive as parents, but one voice that we are going to listen to above all others is God's. It's us saying, God, we need your help. I wonder if you could read me that verse on the back.
Write these commandments that I've given you today on your hearts. Get them inside of you and then get them inside your children.
Deuteronomy 6. Brilliant. Thank you so much, Eli. Thanks for your help. Wonderful. Dedication is a sincere and lifelong commitment to raising our children God's way, as he shows us through his word, the Bible, and as he leads us by his Holy Spirit. What does it involve? It involves loving our children through thick and thin, through sickness and in health, joy and disappointment. It's about being godly parents, about being a godly example. There's a quote I read recently that I just think is so helpful in all kind of contexts, but it says this. It says, we teach what we know, but we replicate what we are. We teach what we know, but we replicate what we are. One parent said, don't worry that your children never listen to you. Worry that they're always watching you. But our kids, they learn so much about what it means to follow Jesus by looking at us. So Ben and Jen, one of the best things you can do for Caleb is just be a passionate example of what it means to follow and love Jesus, because he'll pick it up from you. It is about training our children, yeah, about setting appropriate biblical guidelines. It's about praying for our children. It's about encouraging them. You know, for every word of discipline, we want to give 10 words of affirmation and acceptance. It's about bringing your kids up in the church family. Now, you need the support of the church family. Our children need the support and the love and that corporate identity and purpose that comes from being part of a church family. So keep that a priority. I know you're going to do that. It's about teaching our kids about Jesus so that they can meet him for themselves, learn what it means to trust him and find life in him, so that when they're old enough, they can make their own decision about following him. And it's about continuing to build a loving, healthy marriage and making home fun and secure, loving and holy. And it's a big commitment, but it's also an amazing God-given opportunity, not just for Ben and Jen, but for all of us in the church family. You know, we've been going through this series, Follow Me, been looking at what it means to be a new creation, have a new heart, have new freedom, have a new treasure. And today I've just called this new heritage. Because whether we're parents or not, or members of this church family, we've been given a fantastic God-given opportunity to create an amazing heritage for our children and our young people in this church family. What's a heritage? Well, it's something special that's passed on from generation to generation. It's about where you've come from, what you've experienced, what you've gained from the lives of those who've gone before. What's been passed on, what's still being passed on to you from them, and how you understand who you are in the light of that, and how you make sense of the world in the light of that. And we, church, have an incredible opportunity. It's exciting, it's sobering, to shape the heritage of all our children and our young people that they are going to grow up in, by the way that we live our lives, to show them and lead them in knowing that God is the one thing that our hearts are made to be delighted in. That even our love for them, as great as that may be, is only a pale reflection of God's wonderful love for them. And that having a relationship with him through Jesus is just the most important, challenging, fulfilling, exciting way of life. It's what we're made for and what God gave us Jesus for. So the good news is we don't face that challenge alone. Ben and Jen don't face that challenge alone. Parents, we don't face that challenge alone. Church family, we don't face that challenge alone, because God himself promises to provide every resource we need if we ask. So as Ben and Jen, I'm going to invite them in a minute to come up. As they come this morning to dedicate Caleb, as they say, thank you, God, for this wonderful gift. As they say, we're going to choose to trust you, God, for Caleb, for every stage of his life, because ultimately he's yours. And as they say, we're going to commit ourselves to raising him your way. We can ask together for all the resources of heaven, all the resources of their heavenly Father, to be released to them and to us to help us in this task. So I'm going to invite them now to come up. And we're going to do that together right now.